The presentation is titled Telework, Boon or Boondoggle, Does it Provide Acceptable Employment Opportunities for People with Disabilities?
How are we advancing the slides?
Ray is the main author, and the co-authors are Parag Kunte, me, John Gettins, and Alexis Henry, who's in the audience. Ray's from Apt Associates, and we are from the University of Massachusetts Center for Health Policy and Research. The funding comes from CMS. It's a Medicaid Infrastructure and Comprehensive Employment Opportunities Grants, and their Ray does not have any financial disclosures. Yes, Ray, we have a grant from CMS, and under that grant, Ray was a subcontractor for this work. So what is telework? Telework, or telecommuting, is an employment arrangement in which an employer or contractor works at a remote location and uses technology to interact with others and to conduct business. And it's a fairly controversial type of work, and it's a relatively new employment practice and sort of mixed reviews. Is it empowering for job seekers with disabilities who have limited options, or is it unacceptably isolating, sequestering workers with disabilities in their home without opportunities for career advancement? So that's what we'll be looking at with the data we have. In 2010, Work Without Limits is the name of the organization under the Medicaid Infrastructure Grant, conducted the consumer survey with a national Ticket to Work employment network, one employment network that trains and employs persons with disabilities. The survey was designed by Ray and Apt Associates and fielded by Work Without Limits. And the respondents were solicited from a data set that included up to 10,000 persons with disabilities who had at least contacted the employer network or employment network about telework. And they were directed to an internet survey to provide their responses. So of those 10,000 or so that were initially blasted, about 402 had inquired about telework, 157 had actually applied for telework training with the EN, and 133 had actually done telework. And here are some basic demographics for the population. The next slide has the annual income levels grouped by teleworkers and other survey respondents who are not teleworkers. The income range, about half were fairly low income range, 10,000 to 15,000.
In both groups?
Yes, there was no, somewhat surprisingly, no statistically significant differences in the income distributions across the two groups. It, These are a variety of reported conditions or limitations related to disability to give you an idea of people's background.
The question is specifically about difficulties in managing work. And we didn't say disability per se.
So, 57-58% limited mobility, poor stamina. And Ray, this was an open-ended question, if I remember right.
There were a lot of write-ins, but it was not open-ended, but people could check more than one in the building.
Here are some statistics on the employment and compensation, the type of job arrangement, and the type of compensation. Overwhelmingly, not permanent relationships. 41% temporary or contract type work, 17% casual, and only about 32% had permanent job relationships. Hourly compensation was the overwhelming type of compensation. Only a little bit more than a third were salaried. Anything else on this?
On the media.
Telework job satisfaction is not good in this particular survey. 36% classified themselves as very dissatisfied, 34% as dissatisfied, and only about 5% as very satisfied.
So 71% were dissatisfied. But we don't know.
The other thing to point out, I think I mentioned it earlier, but this is a single employment network, so this isn't generalizable across employment networks. Even though there was a dissatisfaction, obviously, people did report beneficial aspects of telework. Flexibility is the key, the ability to work part-time. Transportation issues are alleviated with reduced or eliminated commute. Reduced fatigue and stress, increased flexibility, fewer distractions. So the benefits one would expect with telework, people are reporting. But there are problems as well, fewer opportunities for advancement, difficult communications with the employer, not on the same site, productivity challenges, as Ray mentioned, that call center work can be arduous, less inclusion with the work team. Ray, anything on this one?
Well, it was surprising to me that isolation was fairly far down the list. It could be that we're capturing some of that isolation concern up above and communication difficulties. And then in the list of the last conclusion and the working.
Some telling quotes from teleworkers. I think these speak for themselves. It works with my disability. but I'm not getting paid what it's worth. I'm helping my family more, but again, isolation and no positive communication with managers. So there's definitely a balance of pros and cons here.
These comments are very much on bridge, and in some cases consolidated, because it's an open-ended question or two open-ended questions about what you like and what you don't like. And people wrote their life story. I mean, it was very hard to code all this stuff.
Some parting works, as we just mentioned, telework seems to be a love-hate for workers. Perhaps those with... Ray, why don't you take this slide? It's, you can probably speak to this slide better than I.
I suspect that people who are in persons with more limited disabilities are more accepting.
Is that the last slide? Or? The acknowledgments, Marcia Ellison was involved in the design. Dr. Willett and John Bertram provided consultation. And I'm not sure how to pronounce that name, Ray. Yuli. Helped out with research preparation and slides.
Size hard copy.